Hey everybody, this is Hugo Guzman, and I am recording this episode while I drive as safely as humanly possible. I wanted to shift a little bit. I know this podcast, I've talked about entrepreneurship a little bit and the mindset and my real estate life. And what I've really realized is what really makes me tick, what makes me extremely happy, which makes me feel 100% fulfilled is when I talk about self-development, human development, when I talk about relationships. And I think those, I don't say those topics, but just it's a way of life. And I think of always self-reflecting is such a huge piece. It should be a huge piece of something that we talk about, that we think about on a daily basis. However, in today's society, it doesn't really happen, right? I mean, we have, really think about it. So much stuff is thrown at us from a sensory standpoint. Lights, TV, ads, social media everywhere, TV, radio. I mean, we hardly have a second, unless we make a real conscious effort, to listen to our own minds, to listen to our own feelings, to take a step back and really analyze, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Is this normal? To ask those questions, to have that inner dialogue, right? We never get a chance to ask those questions, let alone to deal with them, to dissect them, to really just chew on them and figure out what is going on internally. Because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert, let me make that claim right now. I am not a mental health specialist, I'm not a doctor. I am a human being having this experience, and I'm just going to share solely on my experience and things that I have read, I encounter, videos I've watched, discussions I've had with other people, but there are 100% my opinion and what I've seen, right? So it's my truth, what I know to be true in my life due to my experiences. And with that being said, I just feel like we really need to dive deep into that. I mean, how often do we make time for that? Let alone how many times do people even talk about it? I do feel, because of the circles I'm in now, it's a topic of discussion daily, right? It's happening all the time when we're talking about mindset and how important our mindset is. So I want to issue this challenge for you if you're listening. The challenge is this. Take at least 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day. Just start with that. I know it sounds like it's not a big deal, but just at least 5 minutes to consciously and actively remove yourself from all type, like almost like a sensory deprivation type of deal without having to go inside one of those capsules or those rooms, where just turn the TV off, turn the radio off. If you're just driving, just drive. And really, don't look at your phone, don't listen to the radio, and just really focus on your thoughts. And how are you feeling today? How do I feel? How was my day? And just having that inner dialogue, I think, at least getting in the habit of doing that is huge. Because there's a lot of times, and it takes practice, guys, it takes practice, but I've realized that I was having a bad day. Not because of somebody else, which I was blaming it on this other person, normally my partner, my wife. It had nothing to do with them. It was having to do with me and how I felt bad about myself, about all my inadequacies and how I thought I was falling short. But I never would have came to that realization if I wouldn't have had the time to reflect and to self-reflect. And it is so powerful, guys. I mean, this is not like, oh man, you're gonna talk about feelings. No, man. People who are not comfortable discussing their feelings, in fact, they're terrified. You are actually terrified of what you're gonna discover. And I don't blame you. But the truth is, power is gonna come to change your life once you know what's going on. Right? It's better to know than not know. And I think in order for you to be able to love and to grow meaningful relationships and to develop and to do well in business, it's not only just about your business, it's about the relationships you have with yourself. And if you're not able to develop that with yourself now, it's going to make it very difficult to be able to do that with somebody else, right? There's going to be so many haters, so many doubters, people out there that don't believe in you. You just got to make sure that's not you. You need to be rooting for you. You need to be all in on you. But that really starts with knowing yourself. And that's the challenge. Get to know yourself. Make time to get to know you. Who you are, what you wanna, who you are, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? Right? No one's gonna know that about you unless you really know, without a shadow of a doubt, who you are. So find out, who are you? What's your identity? And once you know who you are and what you stand for or what you want to stand for, start taking those actions and start living that life. Because once you do, once your actions and your belief line up, man, that's called freedom. That's called power. You're no longer waking up with regret. You're no longer thinking, man, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Feel like I'm not being, you know, living my best life. Because once you start doing that, you are living your best life. You are doing exactly what you wanted to do. And that is powerful. That is called fulfillment. That is called joy. That is called freedom. And I want that for you. And I want that for me. I want that for my family. I want that for people that I love. But it all starts with, who are you? Getting to know yourself. Believing in yourself. And starting to take the actions it takes to become the person you really want to be. And it's going to be hard, and it's not going to be an easy road. So find yourself people that are like-minded, that support you no matter what, that love you, but are also going to tell you the truth. That's where it's at, my people. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. Thank you for allowing me. It's been therapeutic to get this off my chest. So until next time, guys, keep loving life.